Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about managing your postpartum deal depression.
What the heck was this? What were you thinking when you came up with this, Jack?
I've experienced it.
Oh, boy.
I've experienced it my whole career, and I want people to know that they're not nuts.
Okay.
That's my point.
Well, I started flipping land, and now I'm on Xanax. Whatever.
Okay. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Claire asks, is there a special way to frame offers to owners of multiple parcels in the same subdivision? This is good. She put this in Success Plant and then she asked it on our member call the other day.
Frame.
Yes.
Yeah, so... Yeah, what ends up happening is, let's say you're in a subdivision, frame them like criminal?
No, a special way to frame the offer. How do
to write it, to craft it.
Exactly. Frame them. Yes, I'm going to plant something on them, get them all arrested, and then buy their property.
So, yeah, here's what happens. What you want to do is, and this is what we do, I'll tell you exactly what we do. I answered it on the call, but I'll answer it here. We run, when we have, let's say, a whole county, that inevitably every single subdivision in every single county has multiple, there's people that own more than one piece of property. And those are, from a data standpoint, the exception. The norm is the single owners. So you run that normally through the mail merge, and then we run a data scenario through that. It's a small little database situation that I wrote where we set a secondary offer out to multiple property owners. So somebody owns like 50 properties in one subdivision, they get an offer, and you want to buy them for $100 each, they get an offer for, you know, $5,000.
Right.
And it's all added up and it does it that way. Mm-hmm. So that's how we do it. And at some point I will clean that tool up so that it's usable for anybody and make it available, probably in a higher tier membership level. Mm-hmm. So that's how we do it. You can manually easily do it. You know, you can, like I said, send the stuff to Letterstream for the single owners, property owners, and the multiples, you just manually do them. If it's really an intriguing situation, skip trace their number, their phone number. It's really easy to get someone's cell phone number, really easy on the internet. And it's not free, but you can do it. And then find these guys and call them and say, I really want to buy your property. They'll work.
Mm-hmm.
1 out of 10 times for sure. Somebody will say, heck yes, I'll do that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, that's their whole business model. They just really like the cold call. I personally would rather stick a needle in my eye.
Yeah, I can't. remember that job I had one time? I had a cold call. I lasted 2 days.
Yeah.
I was a kid. It was a long time ago. I'm cold calling. I was like, oh, no.
So the takeaway here is have a system for it. Don't, do not spend 50 cents. You know, sending
50 offers to the same guy.
That just upsets people.
That's true,
too. And it's a waste of money for you.
You know what? It also, for me personally, that would tell me, like, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're not paying attention to what you're doing if I got 50.
Turns out Jill and I own a bunch of properties in, you know, individual counties, and I've gotten multiple offers like that, and it's silly.
Yeah.
If you have a question or you want to be in the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic is postpartum deal depression. Well, everybody knows sometimes when women have babies.
Oh boy, here we go.
Well, how would you define postpartum depression?
Oh my goodness. Is this a Bill Nye the Science Guy talk today, or what are we doing? Is this Dr. Oz?
Sometimes,
time?
You know, when right
Oprah?
After women have babies, the transition.
The excitement's over.
Yes, the excitement's over.
And the, all the,
in.
Well, too. Do you really want me to share this?
I do.
When you're pregnant, when a woman's pregnant, all the attention's on them. It's exciting. They take care of them. And then the baby comes, and then all of a sudden, it's like they don't even exist.
Uh-huh.
It's like all of a sudden, it's all about the baby. You're like, well, what? I did that. By the way, that was my line. I'm like, I did that. So how about over here? So anyway, but it, and it is, you can get a little depressed. And I mean, it's, it is very common, obviously. So you're relating this, which, you know what, Jack, and thank you for explaining it that way. I mean, you're right. I've had this, and I know what this is.
So when for I started out.
Not the postpartum, not the pregnancy one, the deal one.
I know. So I don't have it anymore. But
no.
When I started out, I was an acquisition guy, and then I became a consultant slash broker for long-term care facilities, nursing homes, and assisted living facilities. And if you ever read the Land ebook, Cashflow from Land, that I wrote, I talk about it. It's some of the most complicated real estate transactions you can possibly do. You need federal approval, state approval. Right. You have to file cost reports. It takes a year. All right. And when you get the deal done and you get a six-digit check for putting the whole thing together, you have this postpartum depression. It's like, oh, I'm going to start this whole thing over again. You know, it's like, man, it's like I feel like I had a kid.
Right.
And I'm going to set it off
to college. You put your heart and soul into it. And now it's all gone and over.
Yeah.
And never mind, you're staring at a big check.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all over.
After like six of those
in
1 year, you're like, it's not about the money anymore. It's like, how can I make this easier? That's how I came up with this buying and selling land. Mm-hmm. It was out of just sheer frustration over these incredibly long, complicated deals, that commercial real estate deals.
I thought, oh, it's funny you say that, because I thought where you were going on this was how you and I are now, where I'm not so excited on the sale side.
Yeah, I don't care about sales.
I know. So I thought that was like a negative thing.
Well, we have like, so this trailer park deal that we're doing right now, you know, the acquisition is completely done and we're in the sales, we're selling it off and I don't even care. And because I got high off of it already.
Right. It's on
the buy. I got high off the acquisition.
Right.
So, yeah. That's what my whole point about this. Don't, you know what Tim Robinson would say? Well, what the hell are you being emotional about this for anyway? There's no reason to be emotional about anything that has to do with real estate.
You should embrace your emotion. Jack.
Why the hell would I do that?
You are a living, breathing, I don't know.
This is what's going to happen. This is Oprah today.
Funny, you picked this topic. This is what you get. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is so funny.
Who is Oprah now? Like, who's today's Oprah? Because Oprah's retired. Is it Ellen DeGeneres? But that's
yes.
But it's, she's not.
Yes.
That's just a talk show.
Yes. No. Ellen is more than just a talk show.
Really?
Yes. Oh, gosh,
it's all emotional.
Oh, yes.
I've only seen like one of them.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is. It's more than just that. So that's, she did kind of slide into that role. So that's good.
There's obviously a huge daytime need for that on TV.
No. I don't even know what's on. Do you know, it's so... We don't have a TV. We just had this discussion again the other day about...
We're standing in the store looking at TVs and like, can't believe how cheap they are.
I know.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm doing it.
Right.
And Jill said, oh, great. So we can watch TV then. We're not going to go to the beach.
Yeah. I'm like, what's the point of that?
And we ended up walking out.
Yeah. Let me back up. What was really funny was we have kind of divided areas in our home, if you will.
One of our homes.
And one of our homes, right?
One of our homes has separate buildings, let's put it that way.
There we go. And so...
We'll be together forever, Jill.
Is right. Anyway, it's the one in California. So anyway, Jack was going to put a TV in my space, and I was thinking, this is a great idea to put it in your space.
Yeah.
And when we both stood there and figured out that we were talking about the other person's space, if there's going to be a TV, then we said, oh, no, then we're not doing it.
I know.
Like, I don't want a TV. And you're like, I don't want a TV either. Done.
Awesome.
Oh, it's so funny.
How do we get off of this
topic? I don't know. Well, this is a short topic.
If you do some deals... And you're not too excited about sales, but you love acquisitions and you get a little emotional about it, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole point.
Okay.
You know, it's really okay.
You're not alone in your postpartum deal depression. That's our new tagline.
I started a company a while ago, a long time ago, and it was a classic car dealership.
Okay.
And I bought and sold classic cars. I did a bunch of deals, and I lost my butt. Because I love
Did you
cars.
Care?
I love cars.
I know. That was because that was an emotional company, cry. Not a financial company. That
I
was
literally cry yeah. when the cars got sold.
I bet you did.
So I had to get out of that business.
Yeah.
That's
you wanted to keep them all.
Deal depression, man.
I don't have room. I don't have not have room for them here.
That's right. We had a lot of cars. That was so much fun. I've had every car I've ever wanted.
It still comes up. You and I talk about it, and I'm like, where are we going to put it? Where are we going to put it?
Yeah.
Every time I say, then when you bring up a new car, I say, that's great. Which one is going to go?
Yeah.
Then you go, oh, never mind.
Yep.
Just to make room. It's not that I'm like, you can have 20 if you want, Jack. I just don't have the room.
About having another baby.
Oh, pfft.
Which one's going to go?
Yeah. I might do that one. You mean I get
right
a do-over?
I'm convinced that's what grandparents.
Yep.
That's what the whole thing about grandparents.
Exactly.
Is, oh, I'm sure this one will be fine.
That's
that one's
right.
Mess.
Yeah. Sorry. I fixed it now, sweetheart. I messed up on you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill really don't talk about the topic at all.
The
information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
Just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition.
Sometimes it's good to just talk about stuff.
Yeah.
It's all good, valuable information.
Exactly. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.